It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. As I recall, it was the 14th of May when the silver monster bird swooped down on the ranch and threatened us with death and destruction. Or was it May the 15th? Could have been the 16th. Anyway, silver monster birds are huge creatures with a body that's long and skinny, resembles the body of a snake, which makes me think they might be a crossbreed between a bird and a reptile. The head sort of confirms that because it has a sharp nose and two wicked eyes. In other words, it ain't your usual bird head. Oh yes, did I mention that they don't have a beak? No beak whatsoever. That's a pretty important clue right there. It ain't natural. Show me a bird without a beak and I've got some questions to ask him. Another thing about silver monster birds is that they have shiny feathers. Not your usual dull brown or glossy black, but bright shiny silver feathers. And a lot of monster birds will have a white marking on the side which resembles a star. They have big drooping wings with several things growing out the underside. I call them things because I don't have a technical term for them yet. Whatever they are, starlings and blackbirds and sparrows don't have them. They may be poison stingers, I don't know. These silver monster birds don't flap their wings. They glide like a buzzard or a hawk. And did I mention that they roar? Yes, sir, they roar, and I mean loud. Your ordinary bird doesn't do that. He might cheep or squawk or sing a little tune, but you very rarely find one that roars. It's the roar that makes the silver monster birds a little scary. It takes a special kind of dog to stand up to that roar, hold his ground, and keep on barking. I suspect that even some cow dogs would run from that terrible sound. But on this ranch, we don't run from danger, we run to it. Anyway, one day last week, I caught a silver monster bird trying to slip onto the ranch. He should have known he couldn't get away with it. I mean, that roar is a dead giveaway. My ears are very sensitive to certain sounds, and there aren't too many roars that get past me. Drover and I had put in a long night patrolling headquarters, fairly routine, as I recall.